Diane, I know there is huge excitement out around the country about Ag Media Summit coming up, and I know you know a lot about what's going on there. So let's just kind of look ahead and tell me how this year's conference is shaping up.
Well, Chuck, we've been excited all spring as we've been receiving new sponsorships and new exhibitors for the Info Expo, which is the trade show. We're finding out that a lot of people are knowing that they need to be at the Ag Media Summit. And so it's been really exciting to work on it. And with that said, our numbers are way up. They're probably going to be very similar to last year's in the long run, but right now we've tied the number of booths that we had last year at 75 booths, and then we will be pushing over 600 people again for our final attendance.
That's great. Well, this year we're going to be back in Tampa at Saddlebrook Resort. What are some of the highlights that you might want to point out, and especially if any of them are kind of new or different from what we've done before?
Well, again, we'll have our famous welcome party on the Sunday night, and again, that's an event that we used to have 150 people attend, and this year we've got over 400 that have RSVP'd that they're coming. So we're really going to start with a big bang on Sunday night. And then probably our newest feature this year will be Monday evening, which we're just giving people a chance to just kind of hang out by the pool, and we're going to have food available, but we're also going to have what we're calling a dive-in movie. We're going to show Caddyshack on the big screen, and people will be able to sit by the pool or get in the water and get on a float and watch Caddyshack. And so that, I think, is going to be a really, really fun evening just to kind of visit with each other, but also if you just want to sit back and watch the movie, they can do that too.
I think that just is a great idea.
It's going to be fun.
I know that my bathing suit will be with me, and I've been working on getting my beach body back. You know,
very good.
I'm sure everybody's doing that as well. Well, as far as the overall, I know you mentioned the exhibitors. How about as far as sponsor support this year?
Well, again, it's been huge. We've been getting a lot of new people involved, and that's probably the most promising thing for us as we approach next year's event with the international influence and more people next year. And so we're finding out that people want to participate, and they've been very, very generous with their funds to support this because it takes a lot of money, and we try and keep the registration price as low as possible, and then we depend on the sponsor dollars, and they've been exceptionally generous this year.
Great. Well, let's see. Anything else we might want to let people know about? For example, there probably is somebody waiting to the last minute if they still want to register and or get a hotel room and that kind of thing. Is that still possible?
They can still get a hotel room as of today. We are getting rather full, but as of now, they can still get a room. They just need to call, and also they can still register. And we, of course, take registrations up to the last minute, but we certainly like it if people do it before then, because then we have all their paperwork straight. So you can still register. You can still get a hotel room. I know that the airplanes are still flying, so you can still make it to the summit.
And I know, as a former Florida resident, I know this, but some may not. Tell me what kind of the dress code, because you know we're going to be there in that what's my favorite time in Florida, that hot and extremely humid environment, which I miss so dearly. But you know, I know that we've got like an awards dinner that some people think they need to be a little more formally dressed for. Just, you might want to give them some clues on that, too.
Yeah, it is a little bit more of a laid-back atmosphere because, again, we are at a resort, and when you walk out of your room, you're having to walk outside over to the meeting room. So there's a little bit of a walk, so comfortable shoes. I think the main thing I want to stress on clothing, though, is to dress so that you have the meeting rooms are very cold, because they compensate for how warm and muggy it is outside. So it's kind of one of those oxymorons where dress comfortable and casual, but also be prepared to have a sweater or something on your sleeve, or have some sleeves on, because it truly is, the meeting rooms are very cold. And then with that, the Tuesday evening awards dinner, yes, that is a little bit dressier. And we are celebrating our 10th anniversary, so we're going to make that evening a little bit more special. So we're encouraging men to wear ties, coats and ties that evening. But other than that, that's the only time where a tie is required for the men. And again, the ladies like to dress up in a cocktail dress.
So. I heard something about, like, slinky red cocktail dresses. I'm not sure where that came from. But
I don't know. There might be photos in the 10th anniversary slideshow of that.
I have no idea where anybody would have come up with that idea.
I don't know.
Cindy and I are really looking forward to it. Thanks for filling me in on how it's going. We just can't wait to get there. So,
well, we're excited about it. It's going to be a really, really good year in many, many ways. I think people are going to talk about it for a long time.